Good afternoon and welcome to our meeting. It is 1:30 PM on September 5th, 2023, and time to reconvene, a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Rebecca Walsh, President of the Commission. Joining virtually is Commissioner Sid Logan, Vice President, Commissioner Tony Olson, Secretary, John Harlow, CEO, General Manager, Colin Willenbach, General Counsel, Melissa Collins, Commission and Executive Services Director, Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board, Jenny Rich, Computers, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stolzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the public's agenda?
Yes, Commissioner, there is an at places, item 5B, amended 2023-09-05 agenda.
Thank you. Comments from the public is item 3 on the agenda. And that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the side of cars located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial *9 if by phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state and spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the deputy clerk, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. Would you please stand and join me for the flag salute? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, we have a few extra people here today, and that's because we have an employee for the month of September whose name is David Fawcett. And I have not yet met David Fawcett. Are you David Fawcett?
I am.
So I would like to introduce Paul Kiss, who will tell us about David Fawcett. Thank you.
Yeah, we're doing this together.
Oh, this is a solo deal.
No. Good afternoon, commissioners.
Good afternoon. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for allowing us this time. I'm going to introduce Dave Fawcett. He's an assistant driver trainer, employee of the month for September. Extremely proud of Dave. I personally had a tough long week last week, so I called Dave Friday there and said, let's talk about you a little bit. So I was up in Stanwood on a project, sat there for about an hour and a half just taking notes on Dave. He's got a long, distinguished career. Started in 1974 as a groundman.
Really? Wow.
Somebody's
older than me. Somebody is older than me.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, this is his 49th year in the career.
Oh my God.
Started out as a groundman in construction. He actually worked at Grand Coulee Dam on Unit 3, the third powerhouse down there. On its inception there, he started working on a 35-ton P&H crane when he started down there. After that, he went to work for Wilson Construction out in the construction industry. Worked on a ton of jobs, different storms, lots of stories. I edited quite a few that Dave gave you. Properly correct to speak with everyone here, but first one here, we'll start it off. I got a few of them here. First one, he was sent to White Pass, big storm. Crew called him in, Wilson called him up, the owner of it, and said, hey, we got a backhoe stuck up on the mountain. Could you come help us out? He heads down there, cruises over to White Pass there, shows up, everyone's down in the parking lot, kind of laughing at him and say, hey, Dave, have you seen this backhoe up on the mountain yet? But no, I just got here. So they head up the mountain, backhoe's pointed towards a cliff, leans 45 degrees on the side of a set of trees up on top of a stump. He plumbers into this thing, gets this thing rooted out of there, and just absolute miracle, right? Gets this thing out, and they go, oh, you're hired. They drag him up to the top of the mountain, hand dug or dug the hole with the backhoe, then hand set the power pole with the backhoe. For 3 months after that, they didn't let him go. So
we must not have had our current safety program in place.
A little bit different back in 79. Yeah, so we've evolved. So that one, another one, we've evolved past this too. So this is all in the past, just keep this in mind. And big winter storm back in the day, because maybe you've heard the flash test, it's kind of an industry term. We don't do it around here, thank God. But you can't find the fault or can't find the wire down, you'll throw the cutout in a few times or the breaker and wait for a big old flash, right? Out in the middle of the night or in a snowstorm, you can't see where it's at. So it kind of gets you pointed in the general direction, kind of a hide and seek type of thing. But anyway, Dave was on a crew, wasn't even throwing the cutout, but crew showed up, couldn't figure it out. So they started throwing 100 amp fuse into this cutout. They did it three times, finally figured out where the fault was. So they drive down Farmer Joe's driveway, get down there, well, the line had been laying on top of the barn, burnt the roof, laid over the top of a semi-truck, caught the semi-truck on fire, and was laying across Farmer Joe's field and killed 7 cows also. So the farmer's dragging the cows off to go to the slaughterhouse, so needless to say, he wasn't too happy. But anyway, it's just one of the stories, but we don't do that here.
That's why we don't use the flash test anymore.
We don't use the flash test, no. So
it works.
Yeah. With that again, and that's it's kind of leading up to where why Dave is so invaluable in the training department. So part of that, he's been a witness to several ditch cave-ins prior to a lot of the safety rules and, you know, benching and shoring and all that. Been involved in one himself, buried all the way up to his chest. Luckily, his buddies are right there and able to shuffle him out. You literally got a couple minutes to get out when you're buried that high. So been witness to quite a few people in cave-ins where they didn't make it, right? The employees got buried all the way under and never made it out of it. So seen a lot, was involved in an arc flash when he was up top, thank goodness. Arc flash down inside of a vault, big vault down in the ground there with, you know, like elbows and everything, foot of water, arc flash inside of it, put the lineman on the ground. These guys jumped down in there. This is before air monitors and all other stuff that we have now. Got down in there, is able to tie the guy to the ladder, drag the ladder up out of the vault, from the back of a 67 El Camino. There's no radios, no phones. They will take him to the hospital and he survived. So, in a huge, huge part of the safety there. So, fast forward to 2000 when Dave started here at the district. And do the math in your head, it's his 49th year in the career. Dave's our equipment operator, driver, trainer up there. Started here at the district in 2000 as an equipment operator, but the district started at Ops, went up to Arlington after that, and he's been in the line training department for 5 years. We're doing the math on that. He's trained over 100 CDL students. This is huge. There are a lot of truck driving schools out there, out in the world. Yeah, I know how much you love the training that we do here. They've done an excellent job. The pass rate's 100%. We've had a couple that have failed their written test on it, but we're an actual outside truck driving schools. They're about 45%. So give them their $9,000, half of them pass. No, you come back again, give them another $9,000. So Dave and his team have done a phenomenal job. They spend about 4 or 5 weeks individually with two students at a time getting them trained up. So just a huge, huge asset. Huge positive contributor to any project. We've had lots of recruiting, lots of projects up at the line training up there. Dave's out there, not below anything below me, out there with the weed eater, skid steer, mowing stuff, helping with all the crossarm builds. Just huge asset to all of us. So I'm going to jump it over to Slade here in just a second, but I just want to throw a cool fact out there. So just do it and do a little bit of research on it. Of course, we're BPA's biggest, you know, power purchaser. So Grand Coulee itself, the one Dave worked on back in the day, quite a few years ago, Grand Coulee produces 6,800 megawatts, which is about a third of BPA's power that they produce. So anyway, long story of it, Dave's tied to all the power that we use every day from way back in the day. So
yeah.
Thank you.
You bet. Come on, Slade.
Come on, Slade.
I got all the stories, there can't be anything left.
No, what's left?
Slade Wells, journeyman lineman of the district. I've worked with Dave now for over 20 years. Started off here as a young man and learned a ton of stuff from this guy. The knowledge he has is amazing. And I've had the pleasure of working with him now for 3 years in our training department. He comes in every day ready to work, boots are on. If you're having a bad day, this guy will cheer you up. He's positive all the time. It's amazing. The way he works with all our students and the people coming in for training is just, it's invaluable to have somebody like him in training. So all told, all the good stories. So
oh, I left out quite a few. Yeah.
I'm just keeping it short and sweet.
Yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul.
All right.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks, everybody.
You gotta stay up here for a minute.
What?
She's getting.
It's getting worse.
Go ahead. What do you want? Oh, you have, I only get one thing?
I have two.
Commissioner Logan?
Yes.
But I'm handing him your surprise as well as mine. First of all, here's a picture of you with which of your trucks?
Oh, the CDL truck.
CDL?
Yeah, special driver truck.
Is that the one you train on?
It is.
And this says David Fawcett Survivor.
Thank you. Thank
Not
you so
really,
much.
But you, I mean, all those stories.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
I know.
Didn't give them all of them. But.
That's well,
thank you for surviving.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Wow. And I have. That's a sweatshirt
you.
That you must have selected.
I did?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Quite welcome.
Wow, go ahead.
Well, somebody took the wind out of my sail because I was gonna talk about commercial CDL training schools.
Well, jump onto it.
Yeah.
Have you been through it?
I know, I've put two kids through it, so.
You wanna do it?
No, they did not pass their seat because, and it was so expensive. It was just, so when I now see that we have that, I guess I fail to see that over time that we do anything else. But I do got a question for you. Do other utilities send their people here for training with us? Well, we could make some money. Anyway. Training, you know me, I'm over the top of the mountain for it, and it's important. It's very important.
It's very important.
That you do, yeah.
Thank you.
You know, you may not want to write a book, but you could dictate it, and we could turn it into a book.
I could do that.
I think it would be a page turner.
You think so? Coffee table book?
Yeah.
All right. That's better than a bathroom book, I guess.
I want to make sure you're not going to be offended by what's in it.
I'm not.
No, no.
I'm not easily offended.
Okay.
I've got two brothers and a dad, you know.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank
Commissioner
you.
Logan.
Thanks again.
Yeah, well, Dave, I'm sorry I can't be there to celebrate you in person today. From the stories that Paul told, I'm just glad you're here at all. So,
thank you.
I will say I got my CDL 22 years ago. I was tested by someone at the PUD, and I know it's dramatically more challenging to get now than it was when I got mine. And so, if we have 100% pass rate, you've really accomplished something amazing. So, thank you for all the hard work you're doing for us.
Well, thank you. Thanks to my team.
I think we got a good one.
I can't retire.
A trainer here, you can't retire.
We got a few good years left. Thank you.
Yeah.
All
thank
right.
You.
Thank
again.
You.
It wasn't that. Is it that bad? It wasn't really that bad.
Every time we have these presentations, it's just astounding what we have. And talent and experience and guts.
Yeah, really. Employees. I will tell you the first time, I think it was the first time that I met Dave, not long after I'd gotten here, and I was up visiting, I think, Arlington, and we were having issues with how rough some of the digger trucks used to ride. And Dave was trying to explain, and he said, rather than me explain it, why don't you just come with me? So he took me on a drive, and I think he took the bumpiest road out of Arlington to prove to me how rough those old digger trucks were. But he accomplished that. We replaced
them. Is that a digger, Derek? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, we went to Durrington.
Oh, well, that's a good place to go.
He had more counts on his Fitbit than he did from working out that
morning. So I hope your back's in good shape and all that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, it's fantastic to have this kind of honor. We do honor you.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's an honor to be here.
So, do we have any comments from the public today?
We do not.
Okay. Any comments coming in on Zoom? No. If people need to leave, we understand. That took 30 seconds. Yeah. Oh, I brought them in. Okay. Thank you, Paul. Okay, moving on. We have our consent agenda. Approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of August 22, 2023, and the special meeting of August 24, 2023, which was Arturo Jackson. We have bid awards, professional services contracts, and amendments, and consideration of certification, ratification, and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda?
There are not.
Commissioner Olson, do you have any questions?
Just a couple of questions on the residential electrician unit price, PWC, was mentioned this morning in the Connect Up briefing. And I guess my just curiosity, was it the bid security or was it that they didn't submit bid security?
The Clark Lang Start contracts purchasing, and it was that they did not submit bid security per the bid documents and per the statute for bid security. It was clearly explained in the bid package and then at pre-bid meetings.
Because that's not something we want to waive.
As far as I know, not something we can waive.
So was there a pre-bid meeting with these opportunity with these contractors?
We had two pre-bid meetings originally scheduled
really?
In the pre-bid package and then two. To make sure that everyone had an opportunity who would be interested in bidding, we did schedule two more pre-bids, so there were a total of four.
Interesting. Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Logan, do you have any questions or comments?
I have none, thank you.
I have none either. We've been well briefed beforehand. Are there any other questions? I guess not. I'll call for a vote. Mr. Olson?
Aye.
Mr. Logan? Aye. Okay. And I vote aye. Moving on to items for individual consideration, we're going to consider a resolution authorizing the CEO, General Manager of Public Utilities District Number 1, Snohomish County, to execute an interlocal agreement with Snohomish County regarding the relocation of a culvert in the vicinity of 188th Street Northwest, Snohomish County, Washington. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Brian Lee, I hope I said that right. Brian Lee is here, is available to answer any questions regarding this resolution. Does anyone have any questions of Brian?
I have none.
Commissioner Logan?
I have none. We've been thoroughly briefed on this.
And I have none either. Are there any other questions or comments? I guess not. Okay, so I'll call for a vote. Vote aye or nay?
Aye.
Aye.
And I vote aye. The resolution is passed. We'll now consider a resolution creating a plan of financing for the acquisition and construction of and certain additions, betterments, and improvements to and renewals, replacements, and extensions of the district's water system, authorizing the issuance and sale of not to exceed $20,000. Aggregate, Commissioner?
It's actually $20 million.
Oh, that's the new.
That was the correction in places, yes.
Oh, you know, $20 million? I'm so sorry. I had the new copy, but I had my other one all marked, and so I beg your pardon. Let me go back. Not to exceed $20 million aggregate principal amount of water system revenue bonds, series 2023 in one or more series, providing for the terms of the 2023 bonds, amending sections 2.1 of resolution number 3825, approving the execution and delivery of certain documents and agreements, and providing for certain other matters related thereto. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Lauren Way is here to answer any questions regarding this resolution. Does anybody have questions of Lauren?
Nothing online.
Commissioner Logan, do you have any questions for Lauren?
I do not. We've been thoroughly briefed on this.
But I still have to ask. Okay. And I have no questions or comments. So I'll call for the vote. Would you vote aye or nay?
Aye.
Aye.
And I vote aye. The resolution is passed. Now we'll consider a resolution revising and renaming the salary administration program to compensation program for non-represented employees, the non-represented position titles and grades, and the non-represented salary structure table. Call for motion.
I move approval.
Drew Woolley is here with us. Anybody have questions from the public regarding the resolution? Mr. Olson, do you have any?
A couple.
Lucy?
There's none from the public.
Oh, yes.
Excuse me.
No, there are none from the public. So, Commissioner Olson.
Commissioner Olson. Yeah. I just want to verify that this action in no way changes the board's current delegation to the CEO in administration of this program.
Yes.
Delegation of authority. All right, thank you. And the second is just the attached structure. I can't get to that page. It's set up, is it set up by grade classification, or is it set up some other different way? The old one was, they kind of went down the grades. But this one doesn't seems like it's a different setup.
It is, yes. And Drew Woolley, thank you for having me today. So it is set up slightly differently.
Okay.
So we have split up the grade structure to have the ELT in one grade structure
okay.
by themselves, and then the rest of the organization, non-represented positions in another. So what you see at the top is the ELT, and it goes from highest to lowest, and then it switches to the non-ELT positions
okay.
highest to lowest.
All right, that's what I was confused with. Thank you. I have no more questions.
Sounds pretty logical. Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Logan, do you have any comments or questions?
I have no questions or comments.
Nor do I. Thank you very much. I'll call for the vote. We go with
aye
or nay.
Aye.
Aye.
I vote aye. So the resolution is passed. You know, I'm supposed to have that. CEO General Manager's report. Are there any reports?
Yeah, I have a couple items to share with the board this afternoon. First, from our ITS group, new generation SCADA system, ITS operations work with the generation team, and recently created a new generation SCADA environment to maintain currency and vendor support. The new generation SCADA system includes improved cybersecurity and compliance controls and features a more elegant design for ease of supportability and maintenance in the old environment. Migration from the old to the new generation SCADA systems went smoothly without impacting business operations. Out of our generation rates and transmission, first, and this is to make up for a miss that I had last commission meeting, and that was to acknowledge all of the great work our safety department, facilities, and many other people and teams across the district did an amazing job organizing and setting up safety day event. And it was everyone's efforts that was significantly appreciated to make sure our safety days went off without a hitch and to help continue to move our safety culture forward. 25 megawatt battery update. Staff continues to move forward or make forward progress on the proposed 25 megawatt battery project. The project has advanced to a later stage of the BPA interconnection process. That's required process to connect a large generator to the grid. And staff continue to negotiate final terms of the energy storage agreement with the counterparty identified through the competitive procurement process. There are two commission agenda items for October to discuss the project in more detail. Also, and this is as much a heads up, BPA power and transmission rates will take effect on October 1st, and staff plans to bring the commission a brief on the BPA rate pass-through at the next commission meeting. The timing of the pass-through is expected to be delayed by 1 month to November 1st for us as a result of some of the uncertainty that sprang up from the BPA rate case settlement process, which has since been resolved. The expected amount of the BPA pass-through is 1.34%. From our customer and energy services group, just in time for back to school, customer and energy service teams have partnered together to open a streamlined enrollment opportunity for families to receive free or reduced lunch from the state onto our income qualified discount. For eligible households, they need only to complete a discount application and share a copy of their program letter from the state to qualify. No other documentation is needed. All school districts have been notified and are helping to get the word out to families in our community. This is an initial launch of several new partnerships we will soon come to commission to share. Energy Services received good news from the Smart Energy Power Alliance last week that we will be recognized through SEPA's 2030 Club for success at voluntarily reducing carbon emissions in our generation supply. This is in addition to being included in the Smart Energy Power Alliance 2023 Utility Transformation Leaderboard in response to a utility transformation profile submitted last year. Also fantastic news, our customer service team has been working hard to get our aging debt drop month over month, and we hit a new low since the start of the pandemic. Our greater than 60 days as of August 31st is now down to 4.3 million. That's the lowest it's been since March of 2020. Our operating range for this aging debt before the pandemic was roughly in the $2 million range. And our greater than 90 days is now 2.7, also the lowest since March of 2020. Operations to the pandemic ranged, before the pandemic ranged at about a million. So we're moving in the right direction, great progress. Just a couple things for myself to share. I'm excited to share that Lisa Honeywell is now our permanent director for corporate communications, business readiness, and training. Lisa has been the interim for the past few months since Julie Cunningham had retired. She has done a fantastic job as interim with her team, as well as engaging very, very effectively with the ELT. So we're super excited to have Lisa on the ELT in a permanent role.
Much was listening in. Congratulations.
Yeah, she's been working hard for a long time.
She has.
Well, she came to us from Alpuda. She was their coordinator or something. Yes, she came. Yeah, I took her away.
Good job.
Well, I knew she lived in the county, and I couldn't figure out why she went to Olympia to work every day. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Also, Brendan, I met with Snohomish County Executive Dave Summers and his team last week. Another great discussion with he and his team. We had an Economic Alliance of Snohomish County Board of Trustee meeting last week. Talked a lot about strategy and again, the value proposition for Snohomish County into the future. And we continue as part of the NWPPA Executive and Search Committee to continue the process for finding a new executive director for NWPPA to replace Scott Corwin. That is it.
Wow.
Happy to take any questions.
You have so much in each one of those. And when going back to the school project for disadvantaged children.
Isn't that cool?
That is so wonderful. So,
another great example of our team really playing offense and going out and seeking out opportunities to make an impact on our community.
And Lisa is going to be head of the court call communications department. Looking down the list of all of the different titles of the non-represented people, I saw a job for a chief information officer. Who is that?
Oh, that's Christy Sterling.
Christy, you're our chief information officer.
I am.
Well, that's really comforting. I was afraid it was John.
No, I am not qualified.
Oh.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Oh, that's a new goal. So now we're up to commission business and commission reports. Commissioner Olson, do you have any reports?
No.
Commissioner Logan, do you have any reports?
Well, first of all, congratulations, Lisa.
Yeah.
No, my only report is that I went to the fair, and as I said this morning, I was so impressed at the high percentage of people. Most of them were older, but a very high percentage of people knew they're getting a new meter and just wanted to know when they're going to get it. And so it's just amazing that we've done such a good job of getting our communication out there, because I always say people think of us just as a bill. And so it's wonderful that we're getting the word out.
All right. Anything else that you want to talk about? Can you read other reports? Okay. So my report, the highlight of my last fortnight was the tour of the Jackson Hydro Project. And I just wanted to give a huge shout out to Keith Binkley, our Natural Resources Director, Brad Spangler, who's head of generation and lots of other things. Don Pressler, who's our, not natural resources, but what is her title? I've forgotten, but I think of it as natural resources. She works a lot with production. She's just all over the place. She's just done this for years and years. And Scott Spar, who drove us, and I got to sit in the front seat, yay. So all sincere thanks to Keith, Brad, Don, and Scott for a wonderful day, and they served us a really good lunch. And I think the highlight, you know, of that day for me was at the end, you know, when we saw what's going on in the Salton River. I mean, the whole thing, well, there were several highlights. One of them was that we clean our own oil since 1984. We don't send it out to have it cleaned, and we reuse the clean oil. That was amazing to me. 1984. Wow. So that was just a fascinating day, a long day, a wonderful day. So anyway, shout out to all the Jackson people who took us on a tour. And Commissioner Logan and I both met. And Deputy Clerk Stoltzer over there, Morgan, went with us, make sure we didn't make any mistakes against
keep us in line.
Yeah, keep us in line.
And I sat in the back seat.
What? I asked.
I thought you were going to say the best time or the best part of the day was lunch.
It was quite good. It was really good. It was really good. I don't know where she got those sandwiches, but they were outstanding. Commissioner Olson, going on to the commissioner event calendar, do you have any changes to the calendar?
No.
Commissioner Logan, do you have any changes to the calendar?
I have none.
I don't have any either. I think we were talking about the possibility of arranging a tour of what Don is working on out in the country, you know, a Woods Creek project, maybe a tour for the commission sometime. Would you be interested in that?
I haven't been to Woods Creek. Yes, it was a long time ago. That would be on my governance calendar. We're on the event.
I cannot keep those straight. Right. To me, it's an event. So.
But what I said applies to that.
Okay. So let's see. All right. Now, we skipped over something. See? I beg your pardon.
We're at 7C.
Yeah, it's page. So we go to page 9. Okay, consideration of a motion authorizing the general counsel to execute the commissioner's electronic communications protocol document. I'll call for a motion.
I move that the commission approve authorizing the general counsel to execute the commissioner's electronic communications protocol document.
Thank you. Commissioner Olson, do you have any questions?
I have none.
Commissioner Luckin?
Yeah, I'm confused about why we're approving this. We didn't approve the previous one. It seems like a directive like this would come under the purview of the general manager's authority, a power that we've already delegated to him.
I think our general counsel just wants to make sure everything is up to snuff.
Yeah, so it's a good question. It kind of goes back to the overarching context of our retreat and governance in general. So commission is committed to excellence in governance and putting together a rule book or playbook for how you function mm-hmm. as a board. In particular areas, such as electronic communications, it becomes a little bit more nebulous and a little more nuanced, where we provide trainings, but also there may be a need for some more guidelines. And that's where this protocols document evolved under my predecessor, Ann Spangler, back in 2016. But specifically the board in adopting, it's really your prerogative on how you want to treat this particular document as either just an informal set of guidelines or something that you're committed to collectively following and adhering to and holding each other accountable to. I do not individually have the authority to bind the board. And so my execution or signing of this document would simply be indicating that I've reviewed it for compliance with state law, which I'm happy to do. But to the extent that you want to adopt this collectively as kind of a set of behavioral norms, how we use text messaging, how we use email, how we use personal email accounts, those areas that are a little bit more nuanced and that we have historically wanted some more clarification and interpretation, that's where this document comes into play. So the clerk's office, as well as the legal department, we provided a set of red lines to that document for your retreat. My team and I have since reviewed that and made some nuanced changes to be compliant with the language in the statutes. And then this is the next step. How would you like to adopt that? I know Commissioner Logan had said, it's a little too detailed to include directly in our governance policies. It's more of a protocol type document. How we adopt that is really up to you. My suggestion would be that under both state law, RCW, and our own governance policies, only officially passed motions are binding on the commission, only officially passed actions. So this particular topic has not been delegated to the general manager by governance. Only you can govern yourselves. And this particular document applies to you. Hope that helps.
So can you, go ahead, Commissioner Logan.
Can you point out in our governance documents where that is?
Yeah, so BL2, the board CEO linkage, specifically says only officially passed motions and resolutions of the board shall be binding. And then BL3.1 says the board shall never give instructions to persons who report directly or indirectly to the CEO. So in that case, I could not sign this and bind the board to a set of protocols unless you had formally acted.
But I guess what I understand is the PUD has protocols on, for instance, how they pay us and on many other aspects of dealing with commissioners. And we've not approved any of those protocols. So that's why I don't understand why this protocol needs to be approved by us.
Again, that's simply the recommendation. It's your prerogative on how you want to use this document.
So this would approve your executing the document, the protocol document. And so we've gone over all of that when we had our retreat. So
Well, my preference is to take this action as recommended. And I agree. So, Commissioner Logan?
I have no more questions.
Okay. So, I'm ready to approve it. So, are there any other questions? I have none.
Okay, I'll call for a vote. Do you vote aye or nay?
Aye.
Nay.
Commissioner Wolf votes aye. Well, the resolution is passed. Two votes for.
It's actually a motion, Commissioner Wolf. It's a motion, not a.
It's a motion. Oh, gosh, thank you. Motion is a resolution. Thank you. The motion is passed on a 2-1 vote. 2 in favor, 1 opposed. Okay, we'll move on now to the introduction of the resolution. Amending Resolution Number 5924 and adopting amendments to the Board of Commissioners' governance policies entitled Executive Limitations, Governance Process, Board CEO General Manager Linkage Policies, and Board Engagement Plan. Lisa Collins is available to answer any questions regarding the resolution. So, Melissa, what's different about what difference is this going to make if we pass this?
What do you mean, what difference?
So, we already, what is the amendment changing?
So, the excuse me, the red line document that's in the packet is based on our retreat. So we went through the different sections and discussed them. So Allison, myself, and Colin went through the governance document and made it into one document instead of having separate, and made changes based on conversations that we had.
Okay, so it's just finalizing the process.
Yes.
Okay. Are there any comments from the public regarding this resolution?
There are none.
Commissioner Olson, do you have any questions?
I'll pass the first round.
Okay, Commissioner Logan, do you have any questions or comments?
Yeah, I sent an email in Friday to Melissa. I'm concerned because it looks like there's some changes that have been made since we sat down and had our board workshop. And so I want to get a sense of those changes. And it sounds like that we don't know exactly what changes have been made because we didn't take it down verbatim. Can you explain, Melissa, where we are on that? And
so you're correct. We didn't do a red line version at the retreat that we've done previously. It was part of our notebook and just went through the particular sections that each of you wanted to discuss. One section that you may be talking about is the, it's under community events where when the commissioner is invited to visit local elected officials, then it will be to the commissioner that's in that district first. And that's something Colin and I discussed about adding after last meeting when that was a discussion. And we felt that putting it in there now made sense rather than waiting until next year since it was, you were all in favor of doing that.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to postpone the vote?
Were there other changes?
Maybe we should take a look at it and come back.
Not that I'm aware of. Commissioner Wolf, can I just be clear that we're not voting on this resolution today? Today's an introduction of the resolution for discussion, and the vote comes the next meeting.
For 2 weeks.
Right. So if there's anything that you see
okay.
that the board decides today, agrees that maybe something's in there that we didn't capture correctly, that we need to know that, and we'll bring it back
okay.
on the 19th.
Right.
That's what this is, just introducing what we're presenting.
Commissioner Logan, does that meet your approval?
Well, I still need a summary of what's all changed in here. That's the part that's confusing me. When we did this before, we put down every word verbatim. As you know, in the workshop, the three of us, we massaged every word, picked our words carefully. And so I just want to understand if there's changes other than that one Melissa mentioned. And I don't know that one has to be in the board policy, but I guess we can discuss that at a time when we approve the document. So that's what I was hoping for, is a summary.
So the summary is the red line version that you have in your packet. That's the changes that were made to the policies, other than it being one document.
So we have 2 weeks to give it our full attention. We come back and decide if we're ready to approve it.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about a summary of the changes made since the workshop. We agreed to words in the workshop, and now we have some new words. And so that's what I'm trying to understand, I'm looking for that summary.
I guess I don't understand what new words you're referring to.
Well, you mentioned one section. I think there's another section here about, I mean, I didn't take notes. I guess I needed to take notes. I'm not really sure. I think there's a change in, I think you added your position in here in one place where it had clerk. I don't know what all the changes are. That's what I'm asking.
So I would suggest to the board to review this red line document, and we'll come back on the 19th to have a discussion. If you don't agree with something, or we have it wrong, because I think the three of us took notes, but you know, we could have translated it incorrectly. That's what we need to know so we can correct the document.
I'm aware that following on what Sid said, it may be what I thought we said is not what's coming back, and it could be that we were not clear. So I don't know if it's something added or whatever, but I do like your suggestion of us, this is an introduction, getting it on our calendars. The resolution says approval on the 19th. We may need to table that. Are we comfortable with that? Because we really haven't had a dialogue to ensure that we all are interpreting this correctly. Or the intent. And nothing is set in stone, to use a cliche. So if there's something that we might want to discuss further, I don't think, because this has not been finalized, I think we could still, if there's something troubling us, we could still bring it up. And maybe you resolve it here, or have another retreat.
Yeah, we didn't take any action in the retreat. It was a special meeting simply to get those suggestions and dialogue. And we did work really hard to make sure we captured kind of the sentiment of the commission.
In many areas, yeah.
And so to Commissioner Logan's point, I can say there was not any intent to make any substantive changes to what we had heard from the commission as a collective whole on those areas that needed to be changed, other than that one area where we believe that there had been at least some consensus amongst the board on how decisions would be made, which was in conflict with the current language, how decisions would be made on who would represent the district at specific events within electoral districts. So wanting to make sure that there was some compatibility between the two, but again, well within your prerogative to make changes to this document. A lot of time has lapsed. You should take time to review this document, make sure you're comfortable with it, because it is for your purposes, and that's important. So all the changes that were discussed, whether they're still in line with your thinking or what we discussed, should have been captured in that red line. And if we want to make different changes, that would come back as part of your approval process with suggestions for revised language or suggestions for wholesale deletions or add back into the document.
Yeah, and the question that came up 2 weeks ago about my having attended outside of my district, I don't think we ever, maybe we did, but I don't recall that we all totally agreed on the final issue. So I know that when a person is serving as president, it is perfectly all right for that president to go anywhere in the county to represent. So we should maybe take another look at that piece, okay?
Can I suggest
yes.
that before the 19th, if,
oh, yeah.
if there are sections
oh, yeah.
to email us, just
yeah.
so we're prepared for
you bet.
Or in writing.
Appreciate that. We don't want you to be caught off guard.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Our request for clarification. This is what I think I'm reading, but
yes.
tell me that that's correct. And I think it's way too premature for us to. I prefer to have all three of us together.
I do too.
In terms of the dynamics.
Sure.
This is an important document.
Yeah.
I see a lot of stuff that. Yeah. Like a lot of the reporting requirements and stuff have all been removed, which is good. And so, I'm fine with. I'm not sure that we can have a discussion today
no.
until we can come to some conclusion about what we're talking about.
And I think
that makes sense.
I think what we can say is that we are postponing. Further discussion so that we can all the commission can have further time for in-depth study and any proposed changes or so that we will have more time to give it some thought and do a deeper dive.
Well, the resolution is presented to us that accomplishes that really because it's just an introduction.
Right.
But Are we telling staff that we do want to have our next discussion on this on the 19th, is it? September 19th.
Put it on the agenda.
Commissioner Logan?
Yeah, I'm a little confused. I mean, I'm ready to talk about the document now. We've had it in our packet since Friday. So are we talking about not taking action at the next meeting, but having a discussion? Is that what we're talking about and taking action at a later date? That's what I'm confused about.
That may be the way it works out, Commissioner Logan, because we, you know, this is something that has not been finalized, and so.
Well, it would be presented for your approval, and certainly you could move to postpone the decision making.
Right,
that
would
be that's
right. Maybe table it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we haven't really discussed it, or I haven't even thought about it much since. When was it? July? June? Or May?
June.
Yeah. So that seems I have gone through my notes from the retreat, and by and large, what I'm reading is consistent with what I as a commissioner might at the retreat. There are a couple of areas where I do have questions. And but if Commissioner Logan wants to talk about it today, I'm fine with that. But I'm not, our discussion, I would want to provide the flexibility that we, it's back on the 19th, that we have the option if we need to table it, following discussion on today and on the 19th.
I would prefer that we do that, that we table it until for further discussion. 19th.
No, we would take that action at our next meeting if we need to.
So today's just introducing the resolution.
Oh, we're just introducing
discussion.
It. Right.
And
or discussion.
It'll come back for approval. However, the board has the authority to table the resolution for a meeting in October.
Right. If we need more time.
Yes.
And so Commissioner Logan is prepared. I am prepared by and large, and I'm fine with us discussing it today. Or
I'm not quite as well prepared as I'd like to be. I'd like to give it more thought. So
But where the clerk is, the clerk, and the clerk, I never know who the clerk is saying that we need to, if there are areas of clarification for us, we need to ensure that that gets to staff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess it would be shared with all of us to provide us with kind of narrowing down our future discussion on it, if necessary.
Yes. Maybe we should agree on a target date to try to have all of our comments into you, maybe in 1 week. So you'd have a week to,
sure,
to work with it. So we agree that we should make a serious effort to have our comments done within 1 week.
Well,
yeah, do them like at home and send them to you.
I guess if we have some items we're prepared to discuss today, I think we should go ahead and do that. That gives staff some time to think about it if they need to come back to us at the following meeting. I'm not sure what sending in questions, how that helps, because it's a conversation on all these items the three of us have to have to agree on. I'm not sure how much staff can inform.
Well, and it would have helped me, you know, this structure here, if I kind of had pre-planned and structured how we were going to move forward on this. So I'm fine with a discussion this afternoon. I don't know how we move forward with it. I just think we go page by page, do we just highlight things that where we do have questions. I don't know. Help me, Sid.
I just have two things. So I don't need to go page by page. I just have two things I'm concerned about.
Sid, proceed.
So the first one is trying to where it's in GP5. It's about attendance appearance by electronic means. So it doesn't allow us to do executive session with remote attendance. And I understand that, and I understand we agreed to it. But as I think about that, I guess, first of all, we had to do that during the pandemic, and we may have to again. And so does it send the message that those weren't secure during the pandemic? It just seems like out of necessity, we may need to do that again. And so if we don't want to open it up completely, we could say something about if necessary for a quorum or something. I can just see some instances where this may pop up in our lives again. It's on page 351 of the packet.
I don't feel prepared to discuss it today, so I would appreciate having a little more time before we try to discuss it.
Well, let's at least get Commissioner Logan's. You said you had two items, Commissioner. What was your second one?
The second one was adding the verbiage about what we agreed to last meeting. And I think what we agreed to is that when it was a meeting with elected officials, the board member whose election district would go, but that if that person couldn't go, then it would go to the president or through the rotation. I actually don't think we need this language in here. I think there's some judgment calls in this. There's events that are sort of hybrid, and so I trust the general manager to make that. And so I would hate to put this language in and cause us to trip up the general manager in all of this. So that's my thought, that we don't need it.
I had no issue with that. I think part of the reason it started was because some clerks didn't have the headache trying to figure out what was what. I take no issue with that.
Well, I think I agree with your new position. I think that's a new position for you, from for you, since last week. I mean, that, since two that's weeks what, ago.
Yeah, that's what we agreed to at the last meeting.
Is it? Okay.
But it's the same position. That
okay, well.
Commissioner Logan is just mentioning that he doesn't believe it needs to be in here. He's not changing his position on how that.
Yeah, it just doesn't need to be memorialized in our policies.
Right. In case there are, you know, unique circumstances where we want to vary from that standard protocol.
Okay, so those two items, we're in agreement with the statement that Commissioner Logan said. We're in agreement that we don't need any language in there. We don't need any verbiage about that. Yeah. And the other item was what? The one had to do with which of us can go to which meetings. That's one, and we're okay to not have it in there. What was the other item?
The other one was about attendance of executive sessions remotely.
Oh, and I agree with you, Commissioner Logan, that there may be unforeseen circumstances and that we shouldn't preclude that from being a possibility. So I agree with
is that. Is that driven by state law?
No. So the question would be, back to Commissioner Logan, is it kind of an all or nothing approach? I mean, I think when we had talked at the retreat, the concern was if you do have an individual commissioner who becomes kind of a repeat attendee,
oh, right, that's right,
in the remote nature, does that create an undue burden in terms of trying to protect privilege and make sure materials are distributed and protected? Or are we simply wanting a carve out that says if the entirety of the commission mm-hmm. is meeting remotely in executive session, then that would be acceptable?
Yeah.
Or if we need it for a quorum, if for some reason two people had to be remote and one was in person, I guess that's my only thing. We need to make sure we can have executive sessions when they're necessary. I agree we don't all have to be there, but we need a quorum, it seems like.
And that has happened.
So if needed to establish a quorum, it would be allowable?
That's my thought. I'm curious what my fellow commissioners think.
Well, I think that would be a good way to do it.
I'm fine.
Okay. And
my only comment on Commissioner Logan's second point, would we be amenable to some changes to page 19? Because there is a conflict that was created by the current language. It says the president will always represent the board in community settings. If we are going to allow for some of this discretionary decision making, we may want to add some language that says the president will generally represent the district when the commissioners attend. I just don't want to create ambiguity where we can maybe allow that discretion that you want for John on the particular events and meetings, but not have finger pointing back to the policy that says no, it says this individual is supposed to attend. That would be the one suggestion. If we do delete that, maybe adding some clarifying language to the president's role.
Saying generally, that would be
something along those lines.
I'm okay with that.
It looks like the word generally is in there in my version on page 19.
In the red, that's a change that was made as part of the incorporation of the current language. You're okay keeping that in there?
Yes, I'm okay with it.
Okay,
I think we're probably getting somewhere.
We're making progress.
Maybe we That's don't right. have to. Maybe we can just vote on it next time.
I will say, I mean, I know this is water under the bridge, but I will say I'm disappointed that we didn't do a red line version as we had our workshop like we did in the previous one 4 years ago. But again, we can't go back and do it now. So I understand that and appreciate the hard work.
Okay, so are we agreed that we can reconsider this resolution and be prepared to vote Commissioner Logan?
Yeah, we've made no motion to table it, or I'm not going to make one.
With the understanding that we also have the option of submitting other areas where we might need some clarification to, yes.
Yes.
To one of you.
We need a motion on that, or just agreement?
There's no action on the table right now, so what we're talking about is when there is action on the table, what are your options? So as individual commissioners, you can make motions to approve with changes, so you could bring those changes at that time. You'd say, I'm not ready to make a decision, so I'd like to move to postpone. Those are the tools in the toolbox that we're facing in action. Right now, you're not facing action, simply being presented for your information. Then we'll have a process to be able to prepare you to take action and answer any questions that you have along the way.
I'm fine with that. And also, kudos, getting rid of a lot of fluff that didn't make any sense. Thought we could work here. I'd like to see all those red lines.
Okay. So, this will be on the agenda in 2 weeks, and we will consider it for a vote next, this resolution. Amending resolution 5924. Right. We'll move on to the governance planning. Commissioner Olson, and I already asked you, do you have any changes to the calendar?
Planning calendar?
No. Mr. Logan, do you have any changes to the governance planning calendar?
I have none.
I have none either. But we can talk about maybe considering whether we might want to have a field trip out to see what Don Pressler's working on out there.
They are coming back to do a presentation later this fall.
Pardon?
They will be coming back for a presentation later this fall.
Yeah, that's a little different from a field trip. So, I think she's done a lot. They've done a lot out there. We can talk about it next time.
Maybe we do let the team come back and give the presentation, and then if the board, the board wants to have a field trip scheduled, then y'all can.
Okay. Maybe by next year. Okay.
We want to do it before it gets too cold.
I know, that's what I was thinking. All right, well, is there any further business to come before the board? That was a rather tedious meeting for a lot of you in the audience. Thank you for sticking around. Carry no further business. It's now 2:37 p.m. and the meeting is adjourned.